When we're going through a period of great uncertainty in our lives, how can we apply our mindfulness practice to help us to navigate it? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. Hope you're happy. Hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I invite you to become a patron of the show. The link's in the description. By doing so, you'll not only help me to continue to bring the best content possible, but you'll also be gaining access to exclusive content. And thanks to new patrons, Mary and Gail, may you be happy and peaceful. I've just added a patron-only bonus episode on there on how you can maintain your New Year's resolution on mindfulness and to keep your mindfulness practice going. Part 4 of the Plum Village Diary is also there, and I hope you enjoy. In 2018, a Thai soccer team called the Wild Boars became trapped in a cave due to flooding. The team of 12 boys and their coach were stuck in the cave for over 2 weeks. They didn't know what was going to happen to them. They didn't know whether anyone would be able to rescue them. The team's coach was a former Buddhist monk who'd taught the boys meditation techniques to help them deal with the stress and uncertainty of being trapped in the cave. The boys were able to use the mindfulness techniques to stay calm and conserve their energy while they waited for rescuers to reach them. After they were eventually freed, the boys credited their resilience to the meditation practices that their coach had taught them. And unfortunately, uncertainty is a regular part of our lives. It can be a result of unexpected events, changes in our circumstances, or just simply the unknown. When we face uncertainty, it can bring up feelings of fear, anxiety, and stress. It can make us feel like we don't have control over our lives and create a sense of unease. So how can we apply the principles of mindfulness to help us to deal with uncertainty? Well, the first principle is impermanence. Buddhism teaches us that everything in life is impermanent and constantly changing. When we can recognize this in our daily life, we can approach uncertainty with the understanding that it's just a temporary state of being. By remembering that everything changes, we can find comfort in knowing that uncertainty won't last forever. The second principle is non-attachment, which is the theme for this year's podcast. When we become attached to outcomes or expectations, we create suffering in ourselves. By letting go of attachment, by releasing our cows, we can approach uncertainty with a sense of openness and flexibility. We can be more present in the moment, less focused on the future. When we let go of attachment, we can allow ourselves to be more accepting of what's happening around us. The third principle is mindfulness itself. When we practice being mindful, we can observe our reactions to uncertainty and reduce our reactiveness. By being present with our experience of uncertainty, we can recognize our thoughts and feelings and respond with kindness, clarity, and calmness. The fourth principle is acceptance. Acceptance is about acknowledging the reality of a situation without resisting or denying it. When we accept uncertainty, we can approach it with a sense of calm and clarity rather than with fear or anxiety. Acceptance allows us to be present in the moment and respond with greater awareness and understanding. And the final principle is compassion. Compassion is a practice of showing kindness and understanding to ourselves and others. When we face uncertainty, it can be easy to become self-critical or judgmental. By cultivating compassion, we can approach the situation with a sense of kindness and understanding, which can help to ease the suffering that uncertainty can bring, not just for ourselves, but for other people too. Uncertainty is a part of life, but we can apply the principles of mindfulness to help us deal with it. By recognizing impermanence, letting go of attachment, practicing mindful awareness of our feelings, accepting the reality of the situation, and cultivating compassion, we can approach uncertainty with a greater sense of calmness, clarity, and kindness. So now we're going to do a guided meditation on our state of mind that we can apply during periods of uncertainty. If you'd like to find a comfortable position, we can start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. I would start as usual by focusing on our posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And as we take a moment to just enjoy our sitting, you might allow a gentle smile to emerge on your face. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensations of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought, listening to it for a while, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. Finally, focusing our awareness on the breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I am aware of the state of my mind. Breathing out, I smile to the state of my mind. Aware of mind, smiling. Breathing in, I am aware of the state of my mind. Breathing out, I smile to the impermanence of the state of my mind. State of mind, impermanence. breathing in. I am aware of the attachment in my mind. Breathing out, I smile to the attachment in my mind. Aware of attachment, smiling. Breathing in, I am aware of the suffering within myself. Breathing out, I feel compassion towards myself. Aware of suffering, feeling compassion. Breathing in, I smile. Breathing out, I release, I let go. Smiling, releasing. breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in our body and stretching any areas that have become uncomfortable. Just giving the body what it needs. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would encourage you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening our eyes and returning our awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we say goodbye, I would encourage you to start consciously counting your breaths, breathing in one, breathing out one, breathing in two, and so on. All of us breathing together as a Sangha. And just see how far you get with that through your day. And if you only get to three, that's absolutely fine. I may be happy, may be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana Willia, and I'll see you next time.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've been